Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So does a tidy house really mean a tidy mind? Well, psychologically speaking, is having a regular declutter and maintaining a general sense of order good for us? Because we know the physical merits of having a tidy home, but does that translate to our heads, or is that all simply a myth? Well, I'm joined on the line by psychologist Niamh Delmar and in the studio by architect and designer Roisin Murphy. And you're both very welcome. Lovely to have you with us. So Niamh, thinking about the psychological side of this, are we better off if we have a tidy home?
Claire, our physical environment and our space around us really does matter. It helps us focus. It's been associated with lowering anxiety and stress. And it also gives a sense of control. And it's something that we can actually see a tangible result. You know, people can get very overwhelmed if there's things mounting up around them and they can find it hard to concentrate and they can feel guilty that they're letting everything get out of control.
But some people like having an organised mess around them, if it's their organised mess.
Absolutely. If it's their organised mess in their space, that can help some people. You know, that's their kind of way their mind might work because they know where everything is. Now, that could get problematic if their partner doesn't like it or other people in the house are getting a little bit upset by it.
Mm-hmm. Roisin, where do you stand on this? Do you like mess or do you like neat and tidy and everything in its place and a place for everything?
I like visible things. I forget where things are. So for me, I have to be able to see things. So I have had to curate mess my entire life or else I risk locking myself out of the house, losing my car keys. And also I find visual things stimulating. So I don't really see mess. I'm more Francis Bacon. Mm-hmm. Studio.
Okay, so,
yeah.
So you like an organised chaos. So you like knowing where everything is, but it doesn't bother you if a countertop has lots of things on it.
I think I have to accept that it's part of my personality quirk. Like I'm an artist as well. So I think artists don't see mess the way other people see things. I don't think you can stratify sometimes people's responses to visual clutter. And I think that's why I got interested in architecture and design, because I think if you look at the patterns people make as humans in their lifestyles, it's about kind of designing around different patterns of how people behave. So I don't sort of say one is good and one is bad. I think some people get really love to see their things out and they get stimulated by that. And then some people are pure minimalists and they die when they see mess. And to them, it's very distressing. So the problem is if you're living with a minimalist.
Oh, yes. If you have, you know, two completely opposites attract, we know.
Yeah. The people who like, what's the middle aisle in Lidl, apparently, is a place where love stories can die.
Do you find it hard then, Roisin, to declutter? Or do you find it hard to get rid of things that you don't need anymore?
There's nothing I allow into the house that I don't need.
That's very the secret to it.
But that said, I have put a bar on taking donate. Like people will come to me because they know I'll look after a piece of furniture for them, that I'll cherish it and I'll upcycle things. But I also am not an advocate of the kind of the thing of decluttering. I think we've stepped into a realm where we're doing it habitually. It's putting a huge impact on landfill. You know, charity shops can't cope with our donations. So I'm very strict about it now in terms of that we have a direct responsibility to whatever comes into our house, that we have to cure, you know, that process of where it goes is our responsibility. You know, you can't just declutter and put it in a black bag and say it's going to go to the charity. And I think that we have to change how we see that. Mm-hmm. And that changes the whole, there is a real commercial side to decluttering as well. We're being sold books, we're being sold boxes to put in our drawers. And some of it isn't, you know, we have to take climate change seriously at every level. And it's from the top down too. They're selling us plastic boxes to put our knickers in. And at the same time, telling us to declutter and selling us clothes, you know. So it's a huge problem. A top down and bottom up.
So don't buy the stuff in the first place and then you won't need to declutter as much.
Yeah, and also don't guilt people about looking at their stuff. I would say, and there's a lot of talk about this, that it's very focused on women because women curate the homes. And that it's that thing of like, lose weight, lose your stuff, clean up, girls. It's sometimes you feel like saying, no, you do it. I'm living in a mess. It's like there's that rebellious teenage girl in you is going, yeah, well, today And also, I think there's things as well. If you are like people with ADHD, people with OCD, for them, it's not a kind of a choice. That's mm-hmm. something they have to live around.
Yeah. Well, Niamh, that might be a good place to bring you in, because we are told a lot on social media that, you know, where you live, the area around you, it needs to be perfect. And it is your job to make it perfect. There's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
In
and
that.
I mean, we're the social media, we're seeing everybody's homes, aren't we? TikToked homes, and they're looking perfect and everything's in its place. And as Roisin said, all the storage facilities been sold. There's a balance to it, you know, because there are people that will have a lot of attentional issues and information processing or different, you know, the issues that they're dealing with, that they need kind of help with that and organising home. And I think definitely, as Roisin said about consumerism, we have to be very mindful of what we're bringing into the home in the first place. But, you know, we also have the dangerous side of it, or, you know, the red flag side of it, that we don't want to be too obsessive or compulsive, because that can create a lot of tension at home. Children mightn't even feel comfortable enough to play at ease, and perfectionism can come into it. And also cleaning, tidying up can become a distraction from, you know, addressing real issues in life. And also, if there's any depression, that can be very hard for a person to be motivated and have the energy to tidy up and go. And social media, you know, we have to be mindful of that, not to get caught up in TikTok rooms and what should be and what, you know, these kind of perfectionistic images of our homes. But there is a balance. And for some people, decluttering doesn't mean throwing everything out. It might mean tidying everything up. Yeah. You know, so looking at a drawer at a time and just creating a bit of space and seeing, you know, those out of date herbs and what's happening with them. But definitely we have to be mindful of what we're actually consuming and bringing into the home.
So if it makes you feel better to clean a drawer out, for example, then you should do that. But you've got to know where the line is before you cross into obsession.
That's it. Absolutely. You know, it can't be something that you're obsessed with and you're watching videos of, you know, every day, and it's, you know, becoming a big priority in your life. It has to be, you know, that balanced piece where it could give you a sense of control. It doesn't mean you're throwing out stuff. It might be that you're tidying it up and providing, you know, a tangible result. And a lot of people, you know, will get a sense of achievement out of doing that. And it also involves you getting up off the couch and doing something.
Owen McGee, the financial planner, says if you see your neighbour with a new car, don't think, oh, they have a lovely new car, I should have one. Your neighbour probably has a new loan. And it's the same, Roisin, with the social media videos.
Yes.
If you're looking at somebody who has a beautiful, clean, ordered house, you've got to think to yourself, how long did you spend cleaning before you filmed your video? And the answer is probably hours. Am I right?
I'd say they're in the other room is all the other gear.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like they're taking a photograph of the corner of the room. I do think as well, I'd love to see more stuff done about, you know, if you're doing a declutter, following that through. Like, because I was talking to somebody actually, my brother's a director, and he was saying to me, in the film industry in France now, for instance, they're all recycling film sets. So there is, I think there's an interesting thing happening in the sense of the circular economy, which I'd love to see, like, kind of the decluttering and the circular economy become more enriching of each other, if you know what I mean. So that we track every item that we, you know, we use Freecycle, use Marketplace, and then you consider upcycling your own furniture or your clothes. There's lots of stuff you can do now where you bring clothes to, and it's not a charity shop, it's an actual clothes swap. So they do those in the Rediscovery Centre. So, and it's a social thing then you're part of a whole new community of kind of upcycling, and you do it with your furniture now. And there is always that argument, you know, they're always saying, you know, your sofa is like, it costs exactly the same amount of money to upcycle a sofa, but it's so rewarding. It's like you're investing in employment in the area. If you, even I'm doing a couch, and this is really painful for the kids, have not been sitting on the couch for 6 months because I couldn't choose the fabric, but we got it from Donegal. We decided, okay, so it's just more interesting to be more conscious about the stuff you're recycling and stuff,
rather than buying the new thing. All right, listen, I'm out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the programme. That's Roisin Murphy and Niamh Delamere.